Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to thank y'all for joining me today. Thank you for joining me for this 2 o'clock session, Tuesday. Hope your Tuesday's going well. Hope you slept all right. What we're going to be talking about this today. So, what's going on today? What's going on today? Well, we got movement, y'all. We got movement. As you can see, overnight, Mars is currently at 0 degrees 14 minutes. Mars is currently at 0 degrees 14 minutes. What does that mean? Mars left the building last night and left Leo and has entered into Virgo. So we're going to dive a little bit deeper into Mars and Virgo. What could that mean? All right. As you can see, currently the moon is at 13 degrees Pisces. Sun currently at 26 degrees Gemini, which means the sun and the moon will square the sun probably by tomorrow. Where's the rest of the planets? We have Pluto at 3 degrees Aquarius retrograde. Like I said, the moon's at 13 degrees Pisces, will be 14 degrees in a few minutes. North node at 22 degrees Pisces. Saturn at 1 degree Aries. Neptune at 2 degrees Aries. Chiron at 26 degrees Aries. Venus at 11 degrees Taurus in its rulership. I forgot to speak about this, but Uranus changed signs. Not signs, but degrees. Yesterday, been hanging out at 28 degrees Uranus. Taurus, now it's at 29 degrees Taurus. When is Uranus leaving Taurus? So it's gonna move. So Uranus will be hanging out in Taurus at the 29th degree until July 7th. July 7th, so 3 days after the 4th of July. 3 days after the 4th of July. So that's a little less than a month away, a couple of weeks. Jupiter is at 1 degree Cancer. Jupiter exalted in Cancer. Mercury at 16 degrees Cancer. And again, Mars left the building last night and is currently in Virgo. Now, I don't know. Let me see. What does she have here? There's an author named Jan Spiller. She has a book, Spiritual Astrology. Let's see what Jan has to say about Mars in Virgo. Like, sometimes I like this because, you know, even though I do traditional astrology and stuff like that, my entryway into astrology was actually the esoteric entry door. I actually enjoyed esoteric astrology, but not everybody likes to talk about esoteric astrology because it's soul-based astrology, and not everybody wants to talk about a soul. Man, I just want to know who I should be dating. I don't want to talk about soul-level lessons. Well, anyway, Mars, according to Jan Spiller, Mars in Virgo, the unconscious expression of Mars in Virgo, is alienating others by taking what they do or say too personally and then aggressively demanding to be acknowledged as right all the time. The result? You may seek to prove your righteousness by making others wrong when your own or actions of others fall short of your standard. You can be quick to criticize and judge. By focusing on errors, you lose your momentum. You know, that would be that person who, when looking at something, they only see what's wrong and don't acknowledge everything that's right. Eight out of 10 things can be right, but you only speak about the 2 things that's wrong. What's more important, the 8 that's right or the 2 that's wrong? Back to Virgo and perfectionism. Now, back to Jan. Jan says the awake leadership, the conscious expression of Mars in Leo, Virgo, is taking the initiative in assisting others. Because Virgo likes to serve, it's I serve. Assisting others to straighten out their lives. Why are you telling somebody they're doing something wrong? Is it to criticize or because you actually truly want them to get it right. And then when they start getting it right, then what would your reaction be? Will you turn into a hater at that point? Acting on your commitment to serve effectively empowers you to share responsibility and overcome the need to be right about everything. Then you can release the feeling that you have to do others' work for them. Your gift is developing practical methods that aid others in achieving their ideals of perfection. When you humanely apply your passionate sense of order to chaotic situations in a tolerant way, you experience satisfaction and a new sense of system. Your energy is increased in the process of initiating these changes. Initiating changes. Don't just sit back and criticize. What you doing? How are you helping? How are you helping to serve to make it better? How are you serving to make it better? I forgot to create a room for any guest who wants to join in. And hey, I don't know if anybody wants a reading. Somebody may join and want a reading. Back to Mars. So Mars and Virgo, like I said, it's going to be there until August 7th. And then it will enter into Libra, which it is its fall. At that point, it will enter Libra and be in its fall. Now, but wait, there is more. Who is trying to understand astrology and want to try to put this together for yourself? Or, you know, let me talk about Mars and Virgo in your language, right? All right. So let me see how I could add this stuff. I gotta learn this program, yeah. So for you tarot enthusiasts out there, you see this card here? This card represents Mars in your tarot deck. What's going on in this card, y'all? What do you see happening? You got a building. You got like people, you know, falling out the building. You got lightning striking the building. You got fire, people falling. One person look like this person may, one person may have jumped and the other person look like they falling. You know that Alicia Keys song, I'm falling. And now we have the tower. We have the tower card, right? And the tower is traveling through. Hold up, yeah. Let's see if I can find it. Here we go. We have the tower card. We have Mars, which is represented by the tower, traveling through Virgo, which is the hermit. Yeah, so like I said, we have the hermit and the tower. The tower is represented by Mars, and the hermit is represents Virgo. Now, what would these two energies commingling together, right? So we got Mars representing by the tower, and the tower is all about sudden change, destruction, revelations of truths, upheaval, liberation from illusions. The tower is about sudden shifts, revelations, destruction of the old, upheaval. You see the guy falling out the building. That symbolizes upheaval. Now Virgo is the hermit, and the hermit is an earth card. Virgo is an earth sign, which makes the hermit an earth card. Earth is a feminine. When it comes to signs, earth and water are feminine, air and fire are masculine. So we having Earth, Mercury, Virgo, Earth, and Mars. Mars is actually a masculine planet. So we have a masculine planet that's fiery. What's coming out the building? Fire. And think about Earth interacting with fire. What do you have? Is that an easy mix of energy? Earth interacting with fire. Now, the Hermit card represents introspection, refinement, you know, discernment, because Virgo is I analyze. Mastery through patience, stability, and analysis. And what a hermit is usually alone, and to be able to refine and be discerning and look inside yourself, be introspective, you have to be a hermit, right? I said this is, I'm going to help explain this energy. So when we have the tower, we have the hermit, Virgo, we have Mars. What else do we have? We have the Eight of Pentacles. Well, Paul, why do you have the Eight of Pentacles sitting up here with the tower and the hermit? Well, the reason I have the Eight of Pentacles sitting up here with the tower and the hermit is because the Eight of Pentacles represents the first deacon, the first 10 degrees of Virgo. The first 10 degrees of Virgo is the Eight of Pentacles. The three cards that are the three minor arcana cards that are connected to Virgo will be the 8, the 9, and the 10 of Pentacles. Eight of Pentacles is about skill building. Nine of Pentacles is about mastery through legacy. And the 10 of Pentacles is about stability and wealth. We have the 9 of Pentacles, which is about mastery and legacy. And we have the 10 of Pentacles. So the tower will be traveling through the tower here at the top. It's sitting in the hermit, Virgo. And from now until August 7th, it will be dealing with the 8 of Pentacles, the 9 of Pentacles, and the 10 of Pentacles. But wait, y'all, wait, I'm missing a card. There's one more card that needs to be in this. What card is that? That card would be the Magician. Now, Paul, why are you putting the Magician up here? Why is the Magician the last card, and why did you feel the need to put it up here? Because the magician is Mercury. All right. Now, like I said, the Magician is Mercury. The Tower is Mars. The Hermit is Virgo. And we got the three deacons of Virgo, which would be the 8 of Pentacles, which is the first 10 degrees, the 9 of Pentacles, which is the next 10 degrees, which would be in between 10 to 20 and 9, well, 10 to 19. And then from 20 to 29 would be the 10 of Pentacles. And Mars will be, the tower will be traveling through this energy until August 7th. Now, what is Mars and Virgo like? Mars is the tower again, and Mars has a point on it. Hold up, you know, let me move myself up, and let me make room for Mr. Mentor. Guess who's showing up? Let me see. Check. Let me see. Can I see you? I don't think I can see you. There you go. How you doing, Mr. Mentor?
I'm doing awesome, man. How are you?
Say something.
Something.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Oh, wait, hold up. Say something.
Something.
All right, I got you. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Can't complain at all. I was just talking about, we had a shift of energy last night. Mars is left the building, left Virgo. I mean, left Leo. Mars has left Leo, and then now is in Virgo. And so I was breaking it down for the tarot people, right? And so now, if we have, now putting the tower with the Hermit card. All right. I was saying Mars and Virgo. Mars and Virgo is like a sniper, you know, a drone shot. Mars and Virgo is about a precision strike. Mars and Virgo is not reckless destruction. As you can see, the tower is about destruction, but it's targeted destruction. It's about dismantling what no longer serves you, because Virgo is I serve. What type of manifestations do you think we could see, Mr. Mental? Virgo is I analyze, so sudden realizations through analyzations. You know, the Hermit, getting by yourself, sitting back, analyzing. You know, you ever come to a sudden revelation after?
Yes, I have.
Do you think that that's what it takes to come to revelations?
That's not all it's going to take, but yes.
Now, also, what can come together when the tower and meets the Hermit is, you know, Virgo is kind of connected to the sixth house, and the sixth house is daily routines. So Mars can be coming in. By the way, what I'm talking about applies to everyone in your Virgo area. Mars is coming to do this to your Virgo area. Destruction of outdated routine. Hey, Mr. Mental, where is your Virgo area? My Virgo area is my fourth house.
So that would make mine my fifth.
What's the fifth house represent, Mr. Mental? Kids, hobbies, short love relationships, creativity, speculation, gambling. So Mars is coming to destroy outdated routines to your creativity and kids and lovers and the way you gamble or not. Mars in Virgo, or Tower in the Hermit, is forcing you to release perfectionistic habits or over-criticism in your Virgo area. Do you over-criticize your kids, Mental, or yourself when it comes to your creativity? Or do you over-criticize your lover?
I over-criticize myself.
Ooh. And now Mars is here to implode that mother. Now, also, another manifestation of the Tower dealing with the Hermit is isolation as a catalyst. You know, a tower moment may come when you forced to be alone. You know, I was just having, can you think about someone with codependent tendencies being forced to be alone for expanded period of time?
That's going to be very difficult for that person.
Can you see those cards now, bro?
Yeah.
Ooh. Do you think, Mental, someone, it would feel like a tower moment? See that tower up there in the top left corner? It would feel like a tower moment to someone with codependent tendencies to be forced to be the Hermit.
That would be one of those jokes from the universe, right?
Ooh. One of them crew, like I said, the universe got the cruel sense of humor. Yeah. So, isolation. A tower moment may come when you are forced to be alone. And at that moment, Mental, you know what you're going to be faced with? Deep. You're going to be forced to be honest with yourself. Self-honesty. Ain't nobody there to lie to. Ain't nobody there around to lie to. Because at that point, you ain't doing nothing but lying to your damn self. Now, as this the Tower travels through Virgo, it will come and have to face three cards, Mental. It will have to travel through the Eight of Pentacles, the Nine of Pentacles, and the Ten of Pentacles. You see, the Eight of Pentacles, you see that dude over there on that bench? Looking like he hammered. What it look like he doing?
Building something.
Yeah. to build something, what's another word that starts with W? What's
working.
Ah. So, Eight of Pentacles mental is about to build something. What do you have to do?
You have to work.
Put in the work. And the Eight of Pentacles, and putting the Eight of Pentacles together with putting in work, a disruption in your work or in what you do for work or your craft, or maybe a project fails, which in the failing, with it failing, it's not failing for you to go and cry and be the hermit and say, woe is me. The failure is for you to go do what? What do you think, mental?
I don't know, Paul.
Practice?
You talking about...
Not a game, but practice, put in the work. So failing at something is not always talking about, hey, go cry in the corner. It's about go put in the work and refine it. Virgo, work on it and make it perfect. Work to make it perfect. Does it look like he over there crying in the corner?
No.
Nah.
He might cry in the car, though.
He what?
He might cry in the car, though.
Hey, he might be crying because he hit his finger, the hammer, on down on his hand, but that may...
Yeah.
But he's still sitting there putting in the work. Eight of Pentacles is about skill building. How do you build skill, mental?
Practice.
Did you say practice? All right, now, let's move on to the next card. Now, the Tower will eventually move from the 8 and move on to the 9. And what is the 9 about? What is the 9 of Pentacles about? The 9 of Pentacles is about mastery and legacy. And so the Tower is coming in to destroy, to bring disruption to what you think you may have mastered or what you think your legacy is. It may challenge, by the way, you see that person is by themselves sitting up there with 9 pentacles and all that stuff. It may challenge what you think up to this time is self-sufficiency. Or it may challenge what you think you value. It may challenge or disrupt your idea of success in your Virgo area. This is success for you when it comes to your 5th house, mental. Being a Taurus rising. For me, it's my 4th. Being a Gemini rising. For some, it's the 8th. For others, it's their 7th. For others, it's their 1st. This all applies to somebody, some area in your chart. Now, the Tower will eventually move on from challenging what you think you was about to leave back behind as your legacy and what you thought was success, and move on to the 10 of Pentacles. What's the 10 of Pentacles about? If you look at that dude, it's an old dude. He's sitting there with 2 dogs. Right? And if you look in front of him, it look like you got 2 people in front of him, look like he's looking at, it could be his grandkids or his kids, you know, and the 10 of Pentacles is about lineage and stability. 10. What's the number 10 in numerology? What's the number 10 represent, mental? Well, I know you could go 10 or 1, but what would you say for 10?
10 would be like a spiritual teacher, a spiritual guru, or something along that line.
Ooh. So could that be pointing to the reason your stability and lineage is messed up is maybe you need to talk to a guru, or probably somebody who's been a hermit for a little while. So the tower is coming in to shake up foundations and family, business, or what you thought was your long-term security in your Virgo area. The tower is coming to dismantle stuff, and it's a wake-up call. I just call to say it's time to wake up and rebuild with some sustainability. Something that's going to last, not something that's fugazi, not something that's built on quicksand, not trying to build your lineage on some beachfront property next to the mountains. Huh? What? Right? Now, I've spoken about five out of the six cards that's up here on here. What card haven't I spoken about? I haven't spoken about the Magician. And the Magician is Mercury. So why do I have the Magician and Mercury on here? Because Mercury rules Virgo, which means Mercury rules the Hermit. Mercury, you know, got to tell. And what is the Magician about? The Magician, if you look at it, he has all he has the pentacle, the cup, the wine, the sword, all on the table. He's pointing as above, so below. The Magician is about mastery of the four elements. Now, if I put Mars or the tower, if I put the tower with the Magician, the tower is about destruction. And the Magician is about mastery. Master destruction. You know what mastery of destruction is mental? You ever see them implode a building? Controlled demolition of a building, one of them towers, that they blow it up and it... the way they control the way it falls, right? The tower with the Magician. Strategic demolition. Any thoughts?
No.
All right. You've been given the tools, the Magician, the four elements, the tools. You're given the tools to rebuild after destruction. Rebuild smarter, not harder. What have you mastered to what, how, but not, wait. I said Mercury represents the Magician, right? And Mercury also rules Gemini, and Gemini is about information gathering, right? And Virgo is about analyzing. Now, you can gather the information and analyze it, but and then master the knowledge of the information. But then there's another step. You know what that step is after that, mental?
I do not, Paul. Tell me. Apply.
There you go. I thought you said you didn't know. Is there a such thing, Mr. Mental, as applied knowledge?
Yes.
Is applied knowledge an easy thing?
Depending on who you ask.
All right. Well, okay, here's a question, Mental. What will it take for someone... for applied knowledge to take place?
You say how long would it take?
No, what does it take someone to be able to apply knowledge?
Well, for starters, they're gonna have to value the skill.
All right.
Or the knowledge.
All right.
And get in the field of said skill.
And then do what?
Practice.
Why we keep coming back to that word? Why do we keep coming back to the Eight of Pentacles? Practice.
And that's what it's going to take to perfect anything or to master anything. You know, the more time you spend with it, the more you play with it, the more experience you get in said craft.
Mercury helps clarify the situation. It's about community, communication, communicating the necessary change. And remember, I was talking about being alone. When you're alone, ain't no more avoiding what needs to be changed.
Could that be denial?
I thought that was a river in Egypt. Well, okay. Well, it's going to take, you know, Anna, you looking at situations and all of that with a critical eye and become the hermit and learn what you need to Mars, what parts of you need destruction, right? What have you been avoiding? What are some themes that we could see as the tower travels through the hermit from now until August 7th? It's about breaking to refine, breaking systems, breaking health, breaking work habits, breaking thought patterns, mental, some of that stuff needs a collapse moment so better ones can form. They need a tower moment so the magician can get to work. But for detailed or a precise demolition, you know what you need to face? The truth. But you know what they say.
Hold up.
You need to face the truth in details. Because Virgo likes details. But when it comes to details, mental, the devil's down there. The devil's in the details. So when you look at the details, it's going to show a hidden flaw. Virgo likes to expose flaws. And at that moment, you're going to have to ask yourself a question. Am I going to correct this or am I going to just let it ride? Mental, why do you think people struggle with the truth of details?
It could be because...
I got a line for you. That's not my truth.
People struggle because, you know, sometimes those details might paint them in the bad light, in the bad picture.
But how you going to check? Ain't that what this is about? The bad? Cutting the bad away?
Yeah, but you know, I'm perfect. You know,
ooh,
you don't.
That's a Virgo word, perfection. Are you really perfect?
You know, so, you know, first of all, I don't see anything wrong with me that I should change. You know, they might feel that person, you know, it could, you know, paint them also to be the bad person. You know, nobody wants to be the issue. Nobody wants to be the bad person. You know, so, hey, there's nothing wrong with me. So, there could be, those are just some things that come to my attention.
You know what word comes to mind, or what comes to mind now as you were saying that? Mars and Virgo?
What?
Constructive criticism. Now I'm thinking about people's ability or inability to handle constructive criticism.
I think they get hung up on the word criticism.
And should focus on the word constructive?
They probably heard destructive. You know, a lot of things go down on a construction site. But,
you said construction site. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. That was it. I just said, you know, a lot of things. All right.
What is productive destruction? Productive destruction.
Productive destruction.
Mm-hmm.
That could be tearing something down in the name of good.
Okay, can you give an example of that?
Tearing an old, dilapidated house down to build a new one, a more modern, up-to-code house.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's interesting. Do you have to tear it all the way down, or could it just be a remodel? Gutting the inside.
A remodel.
Gutting the inside.
Yeah.
Mm. What does a gutting of the inside look for your fifth house? Be honest with you, man. For me, we are actually talking about the fourth house in particular, right? Which does point to homes. For me personally.
No.
Or Gemini Rising person. I got an example of productive destruction. Pruning a tree. Why do we prune trees and vegetables and stuff? Why do we prune it?
To make room for the new leaves.
For the new growth. So is that a productive destruction?
It is.
Now, I know we've been talking about the tower, the hermit, the magician, legacy, practice. Did you say practice? You know, and I know you might be sitting there thinking, what am I to do with all of this? From June to August, is there any advice that I have for this transit? Yes, I do. One of the first things Mars is trying to do is trying to get you to let go of your need to be perfect in your Virgo area. The tower is here to attack your perfectionism in your Virgo area. It's about progress, and it's about polishing things to make it brighter, not destroy. The other thing that you should work on is don't cry about the rubble. Analyze the rubble. Don't cry over the spilled milk. Analyze why the milk is on the goddamn floor. The hermit wants you to study why it fell, what made it fall. And remember, it ain't about sitting up here crying over spilled milk. It's about Virgo is a mutable sign. And mutable is about adaptability. How can you adapt to situations so this you won't be spilling milk all over a place again? And then the last thing I have to it. for advice is about rebuild with mastery. If you're going to destroy something, if something is going to be destroyed, you might as well, if you got to rebuild it, you might as well rebuild something you really want, something you really going to value, something that will live on, have legacy, sustainability. That's the 9 and the 10 of Pentacles, right? Now, the choice is actually yours. This can be a highly productive Mars transit for you or in your Virgo area, or it could be a destructive area in your Virgo area. Virgo's analytical skills and perfection skills wants to let you know what walls need to be knocked down and cleared away. Now, how will you handle this Mars transit? Like I say, it's up to you. That's where free will kicks in when these tower moments happen in your Virgo area. How will you handle it? Have you mastered? Have you put in the work? What are you working on your legacy? Are you sitting on stable ground? Or are you building a house of straws that the big bad wolf can just come along and huff and pluff and blow your house down, right? Yeah. I would like to thank y'all for joining me for this 2 o'clock session. I just wanted to get on here, talk about Mars a little bit, see if anybody popped up or anything. You know, hell, Mars in Virgo. What am I doing? I'm on my live getting my practice up. Practice? Did you say practice? Yeah. Not a game. Practice. Yeah, I said practice. So, with that being said, I want to thank y'all for joining me. You know, I end this. Know thyself. Hold up. I forgot. My bad. Before I go, at these 2 o'clock sessions, I'm going to be having $50 Fridays on the website. Come to the website. While I'm live, you send me a message. Tell me you want a reading. I'll send you the link. You can come on in. $50 Fridays. On IamAstrologyReadings.com. Come holler at me. Let's have a conversation. Know thyself. Balance your energy.